we've been working with feelings, discovering the nature of feelings, that they arise selflessly, they're not something that we control, that they're conditioned, that they are impermanent. So I hope this has been interesting, and it's really a very important part of practice to begin to be mindful of how feelings then give rise to, and this is called the cycle of dependent arising or dependent origination. It's a key teaching within Buddhism about how suffering arises. So this little it's part of the cycle that's described, the arising of feeling and then when mindfulness is absent, the feeling can give rise to craving and clinging and the construction of a self. So in the Anapanasati Sutta, there's a different approach to feelings. And I'd like to talk about it a little bit before I guide you into the text, into the practice. So I'll read it out loud. One trains oneself, I will breathe in experiencing joy. One trains oneself, I will breathe out experiencing joy. One trains oneself, I will breathe in experiencing pleasure. One trains oneself, I will breathe out experiencing pleasure. One trains oneself, I will breathe in experiencing mental formation. One trains oneself, I will breathe out experiencing mental formation. One trains oneself, I will breathe in calming the mental formation. One trains oneself, I will breathe out calming the mental formation. So as we began the Anapanasati and we brought our attention to the breath and then brought our attention to the whole body and kind of explored, investigated inside the body. Is there tension? Is there tightness, contraction? And then calm the body. So as we discover those, just bringing mindfulness to the contractions in the body invites it to let go. It's not that we have to somehow make the contractions in the body let go. And when we bring mindfulness, which is this present moment, open, non-judgmental attention, in that space of awareness, they do, maybe not immediately, but they do over time begin to let go. And this calming of the body gives rise to a pleasant experience, a pleasant spiritual experience. So there are two words that are brought in at the beginning of the second tetrad, joy and pleasure. And in Pali, that those words are piti, and the first word of joy, and sukha, which is kind of joy is the, I don't find either of these words particularly that great at pointing to the experience. That's why I'm bringing in the Pali. Like joy, piti is a kind of it has a certain exuberance to it. It has a certain energy to it. Sometimes it can be uplifting. Sometimes it can be expanding outward. So there's a kind of an energetic movement to it, and it's pleasurable, and also sometimes it can be too much. Sometimes it can feel like it's too much, you know, it can get so intense. So sukha, the second one, is a bit softer and gentler and more settled. So it's translated pleasure, sometimes happiness. So these are coming from our practice. These are coming from the calming of the body. And so they are spiritually pleasant experiences. So there's not a sense of grasping for some kind of sense object as we experience these pleasant experiences, these pleasant feelings. And so this presence of happiness, of contentment, calmness, and I really encourage you not to get kind of hung up on, is this joy, is this pleasure, is this contentment, you know, just, you know, whatever the pleasant experience is, just take it. And, just allow it to be present in you. And because in my understanding of how this is unfolding, that this pleasant experience, this pleasant feeling, which is not kind of focused on a sense experience, but is more focused on our practice, helps the mind to settle and open, and then we move into experiencing the movements of the mind and the feelings that underlie them. And because we are already content, because we are already feeling some kind of happiness and well-being, we don't get so caught up in the movements of the mind. So I'm going to just kind of quickly guide us through from the beginning, through the first tetrad, and then we'll move into the second tetrad. And I want to remind you that I'm giving a map, I'm kind of drawing a map and kind of leading you through the territory of the map. And so in a way you're getting a guided tour. Not that you're necessarily going to experience all the things that I'm describing, because we really have to get there through practice. But it's a kind of a tour of the territory. And then when you go back and practice, it's really important that you go at your own pace. And there's nothing wrong with staying, you know, for a long time with the first tetrad. I mean, it's very profound and it's very transformative. So just, yeah, don't feel that you have some obligation or some standard to fulfill. And if this sutta is something that you connect with and you'd like to practice with some more in the future, you know, these talks will be, they are being recorded and you can go back. And there are some also wonderful books on the Anapanasati from different teachers. So please take a meditation posture if you haven't already. So feel the body balanced and stable. With the spine straight and energized, lifting from the base of the spine through the crown of the head. And bring mindfulness to the fore, calling forth, bringing forth that quality of attention, which is present and non-judgmental, open. And feel the in-breath and the out-breath. And as you feel the whole in-breath and out-breath, allow it to gather the mind, gather the scattered, fragmented mind, to be fully here. Notice the quality of breath. Notice if it's long or short, where you feel it. Is it rough or smooth? Is it contracted or easeful? Just bring some curiosity as to how the breath is manifesting itself. And as the attention begins to settle in the breath, let the breath move a bit to the periphery of your awareness and bring a sense of the whole body into the forefront of your attention. Just a feeling of the whole body, feeling the body internally and having a sense of how the posture of the body is composed. And as we bring attention into the body, we notice if there's tension in the body, if perhaps we're contracting around some place where there's pain, or just habitually holding tension somewhere in the body. And as these become more apparent to you, resting in the body, bring mindfulness to those places of contraction. And gradually, allow the body to relax. Might not relax completely, so it might take some time. So we don't need to have done a particular step to complete fulfillment, perfection, before moving on to the next. But it's good to have some experience of the step before moving on to the next. So some experience of feeling the whole body, some experience of the body becoming more calm and relaxed. In the experience of relaxing the body and letting go, see if you notice a quality of ease or lightness. It might be a subtle joy, happiness, contentment, or well-being, or relief at letting go of tension in the body, or gratitude for the practice. Some sense of a pleasant feeling tone arising in the meditation experience, not from a thought, a sound, or other sensory experience, simply the joy of being present in this moment. It's the pleasant feeling tone that what is arising, it's the pleasant feeling tone that is what is arising. We don't need to get concerned about exactly how we would name it. And in discussing how this pleasant feeling tone arises, you know, it also could arise from a feeling of joy coming from some generosity that one has shared, or just the joy of having the opportunity to do this practice with the Sangha here. So it's something connected with feeling aligned with our practice. So with the breath in the background, bring this sense of contentment, well-being, happiness into the foreground. So when practicing on your own, if there's no sense of non-sensual pleasant feeling, stay with calming the body or feeling the breath. But don't get caught up in trying to make something happen. Be content with staying with the first tetrad. And even that letting go of needing something to happen and being content may begin to move our feelings into the realm of pleasant spiritual feeling. As you sit with pleasant feelings, let yourself enjoy them, feeling the quality of energy in the body. Let your heart feel uplifted. Simply knowing that you are sitting on the earth and that breathing is happening. This co-arising of this moment, air, earth, body, breath, and now the subjectivity of feeling, the simplicity of this moment, knowing enjoyment in the simplicity of being alive, and life breathing you. Has the feeling of well-being, happiness, contentment, is felt within you, allow it to shift to a sense of openness with the quality of spaciousness. We feel nourished by contentment, happiness, well-being. And as we bring mindfulness to our experience of the movements of the mind continues to move. So as we bring mindfulness to our experience of that, experiences of feelings, thoughts, intentions, perceptions, preferences, habits of commenting to ourselves, and so on, we become more able to notice them without such a tight identification with the mental formation. We can experience them. Rather than being at the effect of them. In the space of awareness, we can also feel the underlying energies that drive thoughts without getting hooked into identifying with them. Energies like grasping, aversion, fear, irritation, feeling like we're not enough. We notice also the feeling tone of these thoughts and energies. Our grasping and self-construction around thoughts and other mental formations are generally in the misguided attempt to find some kind of well-being. As we experience a sense of well-being that has an inner source, it helps us to gradually loosen our grip on the habits of thought that are seeking a sense of fulfillment through projections, grasping objects, avoiding unpleasant experiences, and so on. Maybe the mind does sometimes get caught up and pulled away by these thoughts and disturbing energies. Going back to feeling the breath, excuse me, to feeling the breath, calming the body, and touching back into a sense of well-being helps us to see the attachment. With stability and openness, nourished by well-being, we become able to follow these thoughts and energies into awareness and experience them without identifying, grasping, or pushing them away. Thoughts that seem so solid gradually thin away. We become less attached to our thoughts. allow the process to happen. Trust the process. Practice with this for a while, experiencing thoughts, noticing their feeling tone, and if there are underlying emotional energies. Do this investigation within the quality of spacious awareness. Let the space of awareness be the host. When we are aware of mental activity without identifying with it as me or mine, and without reacting by grasping onto it or pushing it away, we realize that thoughts do not diminish the space of awareness. In this balanced and spacious presence and attention, gradually over time, the energies driving mental formations come to rest. Not permanently, yet enough for us to change our relationship with mental formations. We become familiar with the spaciousness of awareness in which mental formations are known. We are not trying to perfect the mind, to make it so spotless that no unpleasant or painful formations ever arise. That is impossible. We are developing the capacity to observe formations without identifying with them as me or mine, without grasping onto them. Thoughts, perceptions, feeling tones, memories, intentions, assumptions, beliefs, all of these are not self. They arise from the causes and conditions of our lives, which are vast and extend far beyond our capacity to comprehend. Our minds, like our bodies, co-arise with life around us. With some recognition of the non-self, non-separate nature of the mind calms and relaxes. Thoughts are just thoughts. Feelings are just feelings. They come and go, and we don't need to fix or change them, react to them, or even purify them. The mind is essentially open and empty and is not stained even by unkind or unskillful thoughts. As we develop growing confidence in the mind's capacity to be space for mental formations, the mind gradually becomes calm and tranquil. So please practice for the next few minutes in the place that feels most appropriate for you right now.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.